All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, August 6th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had some League of Legends action earlier this morning. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We had a six-game early MLB slate. Good luck to all of you playing that one as well later this afternoon. We do have a five-game MLB main slate, and then we have a single WNBA showdown. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. I did forget that there is golf tomorrow. I believe golf playoffs are starting as well. So that's always fun. Golf will tee off early in the morning. So we'll definitely be talking some golf today. One sec before I forget. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. We did have a couple questions come into the show prior to the show. So let's get SaberSim up here. We will start from the top down. So first question of the day, if I have several contests of varying sizes, but want to make a separate build for one or two contests, how can I do this? If you've already covered this, please direct me to that video so I won't take up time going over some old topic things. Yeah, no problem. I'm totally okay to cover this. So what I would probably do, if there are just like one or two contests that you want to do a separate build for, and maybe you have, 10 contests, right? We'll say, okay, I'm playing 10 contests. There are two contests I really want to do a separate build for. What I would probably do is still use the template that creates a contest for each group. And then what I would do is delete the two groups. Like, you're going to have let's say you're playing five contests, right? This makes it a little easier. Okay, we have five different contests. Let's say they get assigned a contest automatically, right? Which is what happens when you use the template. I would just delete two of these for those two contests that you want to do separately, leaving you three groups with three contests. And then I would go to, say, two new builds, right? Maybe you want to do a build for one, a build for two. And then within these builds, what I would do is just use a manual group and only assign the one contest which you are building for in it. I think that is the simplest way to do this. So three builds, one contest in one contest in another, all the rest of your contests in the third. Use a template for the one with all the contests, delete two groups, put one group in one and one group in another build. That seems like the simplest solution, in my opinion. All right. Good stuff there. Keeping it rolling. Can you do an MLB showdown and PGA demo? Yeah, for sure. It is Wednesday, so we definitely like to do some PGA demos on a Wednesday heading into the tournament. So we will start with PGA. Let's start fresh here. New build. All right. So I'm opening up PGA for the first time, right? One thing I'll probably do I'll make my two adjustments to projections. Something I've seen, this field, since it's the playoffs, I believe is a little bit smaller than most fields, right? So what I would do is I just want to get an idea of how many players are in the player pool here. All right, so it's a much smaller field, right? Only 70 golfers this week. usually like the smaller the field, the more you can have like some wonkier results, I guess you could say. I still think I like the idea of increasing my min salary here. This is like what I was contemplating. I'm going to go up to like 48.5. So there was like a 3,000 salary range here. I prefer to lower that or like lower the margin there. So I'm going to increase my minimum to 48.5. So I'm effectively cutting that 3,000 down to 1,500. I think that makes sense. It seems to make sense based on everything I've seen in like contest flashback. Usually how higher salary lineups are grading out better and top sim ROIers are playing more high salary lineups. So this feels right to me. Might not feel right to everybody, but just something I'm doing here. So increase my minimum. This is just a default rule. No missed cut or out players. Looks like this is a no cut event. So don't need to worry about that too much. Not going to do anything else here, right? And then I'm going to kick this off. Let's do 5,000 lineups just for the sake of time here. So cut that down. And we're going to let this build run. All right. Our build is almost finished. Cool. So build finishes. We have a lineup group here. Our sim runs automatically because we have the run contest sim automatically toggle on. So sim finishes. We're using portfolio mode. So once the sim finishes, the portfolio runs. And now we get our lineups. So I come in here, sort by exposure. And now I start analyzing this, right? First thing I notice right away is that, well, one, I think I want to put on a average ROI. Let's see if I can find this. Okay, let's not worry about that. I think there's a fix coming for that bug, by the way. But exposures are mostly what we want to look at here. Golf is a little bit interesting, right? There's not as much correlation. There's not like a ton of stacking. I'll be going to check the weather here. You know, we didn't do that prior. So might be something I want to go and do real quick. Looks like we're seeing green across the board. Overall says I don't see any weather advantage to be found here or disadvantage for that point. So very, very calm weather weekend. Don't need to do too much on that front. But now it's just analyzing this, right? Making sure you're okay with the stand SaberSim is taking. It looks like there's one positive leverage on none other than Scottie Scheffler. And then there is not a single, when I said positive leverage, I meant double digit. The highest leverage is Scotty at 13% over the field. That is the only positive double digit leverage. So playing it pretty close to the vest, which is normal for golf. And then lowest leverage or highest negative leverage, however you want to think about it, is negative 9.5. So pretty tight in both directions here. Our biggest stand is Scotty. I think that's fine. And now it's just customizing it, right? Okay, do you like that? Do you not? Do you want to change more things? For me, I'm trusting this, right? I mean, very, very quick one here because we make our two adjustments. We make one adjustment with minimum salary, run the build, sim runs, diversify our runs. We look at this. We're happy with it. We have competitive lineups. Didn't take us very long to build them, and then we save these and upload them to our contest, right? Not a lot else I would be doing here for golf. But there was also a request for MLB Showdown. MLB Showdown, you could be a little bit more hands-on with. I think the biggest difference or the biggest thing to like kind of be aware of with MLB Showdown is that the sim doesn't take into account great who's pitched recently in the bullpen, and relievers do matter in MLB Showdown. So like what I would always recommend doing is like, okay, I'm going to go team by team here. And then I'm going to filter for pitchers. Maybe I just like put on a super basic filter. My proj greater than zero. All right. So it looks like we're saying that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 available pitchers for the Padres today, which is great, right? Okay. Well, maybe I want to go a little bit more in depth here. And it's like a free page, the RotoWire bullpen usage. And I want to go and look at San Diego. And I want to see who's pitched recently, right? So today is Wednesday. Looks like they might have went with like a bullpen day yesterday. They had a ton of guys pitch yesterday, right? They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pitchers pitch yesterday out of their bullpen, which is a lot, right? So now what I would do is I would start comparing this, right? I'm like, okay, looks like Nestor Cortez is starting. Who are we saying is available? Morahone is how I would say. Okay, so he pitched Sunday, had Monday off. He pitched Tuesday. Tough to say. I don't know if he's like super available today. You know, maybe he gets like a day off in between, right? Maybe he doesn't. You could go like even further and go like pull up like Baseball Reference and go see like, okay, how many times this season has he pitched on like back-to-back days, right? And if he like hardly ever pitches on back-to-back days, that's actually really important, right? Because he has a 3.65 projection, which is high, right? 21 pitches. You know, if we really don't, if he doesn't pitch on back-to-back days, like almost ever, that's 3.65 points you got to give to somebody else, right? Like SaberSim has basically allocated this many points to the bullpen. I think it's okay to divvy that up different ways, right? Okay, so then great, we do that. We look at him, right? We look at who else? Jason Adam. Okay, he's another guy like, hey, does he pitch back to back, right? Like all this, you know, these are that between Adam and Morajan, it's like 7 points, right? That's like 7 like real fantasy points that, you know, and these guys have low ownership too, right? Like what if you determine you're looking at this? See, this is interesting. Matsui was the only guy who didn't pitch yesterday. Like I would say, you know, Matsui might be one of the most likely pitchers like to come out of the bullpen, right? Maybe he needs to be our highest projected bullpen reliever, right? Just because like we're very, very sure that they're available, right? So then maybe I bump them up to, I take all these guys and I shift some points around and all of a sudden, you know, maybe I do something like, okay, I think Matsui should be the highest at 3.65. And then his baseline was 2.53. And then maybe I'm going to switch that with Morahone, right? And then now I flip-flop those. So then now Matsui at a lower ownership becomes like a much better play, right? Not to say you're going to like get these guys like a ton, but I'm saying like this is a good way of adding value in the MLB showdown process, right? I'm honestly not sure if Mason Miller is like available today, right? 24 pitches yesterday, kind of a lot. Hadn't pitched 3 days prior, so he could be available back to back here, right? So hard to say. Looks like Padres are like a big favorite, right? So closer's more likely to pitch. You know, do you want him at 0.9? Like, I don't know. You know, I would say like it's a little bit, you know, you're gonna have to make like a judgment call here. So these are the things I think you could do in MLB Showdown to add value to the projections. But once you're happy with all those things, once you know you've looked them over, then I wouldn't do really too much else. I'm actually okay with having a wider min salary in baseball and especially Showdown. So I'm not going to touch the min salary. I'm going to leave it at 45K. I think that's like totally fine here. So, you know, sport dependency, like for sure matters here is basically the message. I was saying you can look in flashback and, you know, look at past showdowns and see what people are doing and try and get a sense for what are like some salary ranges that a lot of players are falling in. And then, you know, you can even look here, right? Like, okay, yeah, our minimum's 45K, but if we look at like our top 10 lineups, 49.8, 48.9, 48.8, 49.7, 49.7. The lowest in the top 10 is 48.7. So builders still doing a really good job giving you strong lineups without like the threshold here. It's not just jamming in low salary lineups. So that's always a good sign. But now that we ran the build, Sim ran, Diversify ran, you know, we can start analyzing this, right? So, okay, going to do the same thing here. I'm actually going to unfilter for the Padres. I would probably start with captains. And highest exposed captain, Cortez, he's about even. Desclafani, who has a much lower projection ownership, we're getting more leverage on him. So SaberSim's taking bit of a stand here on the underdog and the underdog's pitcher here. Kind of no really other stands here, right? I mean, we have the 14% on Desclafani and then a lot of low, very, very low single digit leverage, like sub 5% plus or minus. Okay, we go over to utility. We like Desclafani here too, so we just really like him as a pitcher. Some spots we're taking, we're under on Ramon Laureano. We're under on Marte, right? Kind of interesting. Like, hey, you know, are you okay with that? He's arguably like the best hitter on their team. I don't know. Under on Freddie Fermin. So like some of these low of end order Padre hitters, which makes sense, right? Because we like the D-backs pitcher. So like it's okay to be low on the seven hitter. It's okay to be low on the nine hitter, you know, that makes sense to me, right? I'm not so sure being under on Marte makes sense. It could be like a salary thing, right? Like, hey, he's just really expensive. And if we play him, we can't play a lot of other guys, you know, maybe that's why we're getting so much Tyler Locklear at 4,400. And we're getting, you know, some Tatis, some Machado who are in that like 9K range. So that's kind of interesting. Machado's like 9K. Tatis, 92. Marte is 94. So overall, their exposures are like kind of similar. 23.3, 26. But it just comes down to like the ownership. So you kind of got to make a call there what you want to do. It's kind of hard to say. Sometimes you can take the approach of like, hey, I just don't want this guy to beat me. And, you know, when you feel like that, I think it's best to just match your exposure to ownership. And I've been having a couple of conversations in support about this. Like, hey, you know, portfolio mode can meet exposures. It's not great at meeting exposures. But, like, if there are, like, a couple you want to put in here, you know, don't be afraid to do so, right? It's like, okay, maybe I do want to just, like, at least match the field on Marte. So then I'm going to put in, like, a 30% here. I'm going to let it re-diversify. And then let's see where we come in at. And then now all of a sudden he's right at 30%. So we're still under on him, sure, but we're a lot closer to where we want to be. And then if we look at captain, we're about even with him in the captain. So, you know, one small change, builder's fine with it. We tweak this more, right? Maybe I want to go, like, no, I really do, like, actually want to match. Like, okay, then I go, like, 35%, see what the builder wants to do. And now 35.3, right? He's exactly where we want to be here. So, you know, fine-tune adjustments, exposure-wise, work the best with portfolio mode. I think that's something I've learned here using it, playing around with it a lot, is, you know, portfolio replaces min uniques with having to change a bunch of players, but the fine-tune adjustments are something it can handle and something that I think can still be necessary. So that's the way I'd be handling this. Outside of that, right, I agreed with the other takes that SaberSim was making, as far as some of like the negative leverages, I thought those all made sense. The Marte one was a little made a little less sense because like we kind of like the pitcher here. Hopefully, you know, the top of the order scores and the pitcher gets the win and these guys, you know, get on base, get extra bats and all those things. So I thought it made a little bit more sense to play more Marte than, you know, Machado and Tatis. So now we have that, right? Now this script tracks a little bit better, right? It makes a little bit more sense. So don't be afraid to change things. You know, we sacrificed like 5% ROI to do that. I think that's totally okay. And now we like the story our lineups are telling a little bit more. So that would be basically about it for me. I would be ready to save these lineups and upload them to my contest. So that would conclude our MLB Showdown demo there. Looking around here, looks like we are caught up with questions in Discord and the chat. We knocked out two demos, PGA and MLB Showdown. So I think we are about ready to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks.